The port infection is part of an outbreak that was first discovered on July 20th at Nanjing Airport. By August 10th, it had spread across a dozen provinces. Unlike other countries, which are learning to live with Delta, China has imposed a hardcore combination of widespread testing and uncompromising quarantines. Anyone who tests positive is whisked to hospital even if they are free of symptoms. Anyone judged to have come into close contact with them, based on mobile phone data and other indicators, is quarantined, as are close contacts of these contacts. By August 10th, China had quarantined 50,808 people, more than 20 for every active confirmed case. The government has discouraged non-essential travel between cities and provinces, and two of the worst-hit cities, Nanjing and Zhengzhou, have postponed the start of the school year. According to a gauge of lockdowns devised by Goldman Sachs, a bank, China's restrictions are now as tight as they were in April 2020. Their impact is already showing up in high-frequency data. The median amount of traffic congestion in the 12 cities most affected by the outbreak has fallen almost 13% below its pre-pandemic norm, according to Ernan Cui of Gavgal Trigonomics, a research firm. And airports were operating at only 38% of their capacity on August 12th, according to Flightmaster, an online travel platform. This immobilization will add to an economic slowdown that was already underway. Industrial production, retail sales, investment and property sales were all weaker than expected in July, partly because the government is trying to curb steelmaking to preserve the environment and housing speculation to preserve financial stability. Ting Lu of Nomura, another bank, expects GDP to be only 0.3% higher this quarter than last. He has cut his forecast for growth this year from 8.9% to 8.2%, which might warrant further easing from China's central bank, even as housing curbs remain.